All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I'm going to get things started with a big one tonight in the Sun Belt Conference as you have the 25th ranked Mountaineers of Appalachian State taking on Georgia Southern. As this game will feature two of the three undefeated teams in the Sun Belt East. Now, Appalachian State has a seventh best rushing attack in the nation, while they are also eighth in total defense. And speaking of that stingy Appalachian State defense, 13 team sacks on the season to go along with seven interceptions. Now, Georgia Southern will rely on dual threat quarterback Shai Wirtz, and their defense can get it done as well, as they have eight interceptions. But this is a contest where clearly Appalachian State is the better team. Georgia Southern will be game at home tonight, but I'm going to take the Mountaineers by the score of 37-24. Now, moving ahead to Saturday in the Big Ten, you're going to have the 20th ranked Wisconsin Badgers traveling to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, four teams in the Big Ten West currently have one loss. Two of those teams are in this contest right here. And for Wisconsin quarterback Alex Hornibrook, don't try to do too much. You want to stay within your realm and rely on your running game with running back Jonathan Taylor. Now, Wisconsin is not as stingy on defense as they were last year. And I think quarterback Clayton Thorson, as well as wide receiver Flynn Nagel from Northwestern, will be able to take advantage of this and exploit that Badgers defense. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair. The crowd in Evanston will be into it. However, I'm going to give Wisconsin the slight edge as they escape with the 30-28 victory. Now, in Jacksonville, it's going to be the 9th-ranked Florida Gators taking on the 7th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. There are 3 1-loss teams in the SEC East, and now it is separation time as far as trying to see who's going to win this division and get to Atlanta for the conference championship game. Quarterback Felipe Franks has shown flashes this season for Florida, but he'll have to be able to find a way to put it all together if the Gators are going to go out there and upset the Dogs. Now, Florida does have the 22nd ranked defense in the nation. They have 21 team sacks, seven of those by Ja'Kai Polite, as this Georgia offensive line is definitely going to have their hands full with them. Florida can also go out there and force turnovers. They have 17 interceptions, and they want to go out there and make life tough for Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm, who is finding it not as easy as it was in his freshman campaign last year. But one thing we have seen from Georgia over the years, they continuously have a bevy of running backs. And this time around, it's Elijah Holyfield who is leading the way. Now, defensively, the Dogs are 17th in the nation, and they want to go out there and get after Felipe Franks and make him uncomfortable. And I think Georgia will be able to do that enough as they look to bounce back following that tough loss to LSU a few weeks ago. And I'm going to take the Dogs in this one by the score of 26-17. Now, back in the Big Ten, you're going to have the 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes traveling to Happy Valley to take on the 17th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Both of these teams still have chances to win their respective divisions in the Big Ten, and this is definitely a must-win scenario for both of them. You look at Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley. He's been another one of those solid game managers that we've seen over the years under head football coach Kurt Ferentz at Iowa. The Hawkeyes are very stingy on defense. They are third in the nation, which includes 22 team sacks. sacks and 9 interceptions, and they want to go out there and try to contain Penn State quarterback Trace McSorley. But we've seen that McSorley is very elusive in the role of Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. And we've seen the emergence of running back Miles Sanders as he is beginning to make people forget about Saquon Barkley for the Nittany Lions. Penn State, they've had their ups and downs on the fence this year, but they still have 25 team sacks to go along with 7 interceptions. And this is going to be a tight one right here. Penn State has 2 conference losses. Surprisingly, both of those have come at home, but I think they find a way to right the ship in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Nittany Lions at home by the score of 23-20. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you're going to have a potential conference title game preview as the 21st ranked South Florida Bulls travel to take on the Houston Cougars. And for South Florida, it starts and ends with quarterback Blake Barnett. Running back Jordan Conkright is always also a big-time factor on this offense as he is averaging nearly 8 yards per carry. This defense under head coach Charlie Strong can get after teams as well. 7 interceptions so far in the season to go along with 21 team sacks. But you look at this Houston offense under head coach Major Applewhite, and quarterback De'Eric King is making his case to be the AAC Offensive Player of the Year as he has 23 touchdown passes on the season to just 3 interceptions. Houston is also ranked 17th in the nation in rushing, and they will look to put a strain on this Bulls defense. Defensively, Houston can also get after you. We already know about Ed Oliver and what he can do. Linebacker Austin Robinson has 75 tackles this season as he is making his own case to be the conference's Defensive Player of the Year, while as a unit, the Cougars have 8 interceptions. I think Houston is a real deal. I think they will find a way to get to the conference title game, and they don't slow down in this one. I'm going to take the Cougars at home by the score of 34-23. Now, when the Pac-12 is going to be the 14th ranked Washington State Cougars traveling to Palo Alto to take on the 24th ranked Stanford Cardinal. Now, you have 3 1-loss teams in the Pac-12 North, and 2 of them are going to be featured in this contest. And Gardner Minshew is a cool, calm, and collected customer at quarterback for head coach Mike Leach and Wazoo. And when you think of the Cougars, you don't think about defense, but Washington State is getting after opponents as they have 21 team sacks this season. And they're going to try to find a way to try to contain Stanford quarterback KJ Costello. Running back Bryce Love is not finding the openings like he did last year, and thus Costello has to rely on the passing game more, and he's been hooking up with wide receiver J.J. Arcega-Whiteside early and often. 17 interceptions so far for Stanford, and they've got to go out there and try to find a way to make Minshew uncomfortable, but I'm looking at his contest. Part of me wants to say Stanford because they are at home, but I like the way that Washington State is playing. They upset Oregon last week, and I'm going to take the Cougars in this contest by the score of 27-23. Now, in the Atlantic Coast Conference, you're going to have the 22nd ranked North Carolina State Wolfpack traveling to the Carrier Dome to take on the Syracuse Orange. Now, both of these teams still have an outside shot to win the Atlantic Division, but it is going to be tough. For NC State, how are they going to rebound after the beatdown that they suffered last Saturday at the hands of Clemson? It all starts and ends with NC State quarterback Ryan Finley. What can he do to get the ship righted for this team? And of course, he's going to look to hook up with wide receiver Kelvin Harmon. Now for Syracuse, it's all about Eric Dungy because this guy is a playmaker at quarterback and he makes things happen. And he's going to go and look for his big time target in wide receiver Jamal Custis. Now defensively, Syracuse has 21 team sacks on the season along with 10 picks and 4 of those by Andre Sisco. And if the Orange can score early and give their defensive momentum, it will definitely get the crowd into the game at the Dome. Thus, I'm going to take the Cuse at home in this contest by the score of 37-27. And finally, in the Mountain West Conference, it's going to be the Hawaii Warriors traveling to take on the Fresno State Bulldogs. Both of these teams are contenders in the Western Division of the Mountain West Conference, and this should be a dandy. You look at Hawaii quarterback Cole McDonald this season. He's making his case to be the Mountain West Conference's Offensive Player of the Year as he has 29 touchdown passes to just 3 interceptions. And of course, a lot of that has been going to wide receiver John Osua, as well as Cedric Bird. Linebacker Jelani Tavai has 82 tackles on the season, and he's going out there and he is showing the leadership necessary to make Hawaii a contender. This Hawaii defense can get after opponents, as they have 23 team sacks on the season, and they've got to go out there and find a way to contain Fresno State quarterback Marcus McMarion. But McMarion has plenty of targets to get the football to, which is led by wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson, and he's going to put some stress on that Hawaii secondary. Now, Fresno State can get after you defensively as well under head coach Jeff Tedford, as the Bulldogs are 10th in the nation in total defense, which includes 13 team interceptions, and linebacker Jeff Allison, who leads the club in tackles with 76. I think this should be a dandy of an affair, but Fresno State has the edge at home, and they also are the better team. Thus, I'm going to take Fresno State at home by the score of 33-24. So, folks, those are my key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.